This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what happens to a nation that leaves off justice and judgment, which, by the way, guards our liberties? Go ahead and take a look around. When you read, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but for the sake of following my thoughts right now, friends, when you read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, it's interesting how the responsibility lies to the feet of we the people concerning justice and judgment within a nation. As a matter of fact, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. When I'm online today, friends, I actually posted a couple articles for you, and I think it's absolutely of interest that everybody takes a look at what's coming down the pike for what's going to take place in America, because the American people have simply tolerated it. Well, some will say, no, we have not. Well, then why is it happening? Excuse me. Why is it happening? I have a video that I posted this morning. Again, the definition of insanity, where they have film of 30 police in the UK versus a man armed with a machete in the street. Now, keep in the mind, friends, that when you're watching these videos, you'll notice these 30 police officers in the UK are disarmed. And there's one Muslim with a machete trying to kill who he can at will. And you better bet your bottom dollar this is coming into America little by little. The word is incrementally. As I'm watching these videos, friends, I'm dumbfounded. I mean, this is the definition of moronic stupidity. And did it happen overnight? Nope, it happened over time. And it happened over time. And what happened over time? Well, they left off justice, and the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men do not understand judgment. No, because you've been taught by a bunch of hirelings and whores, thou shalt not judge, taking it way out of context. Let me tell you something for those moronic individuals in the professed church in America. Twist not Scripture the way that Satan twists Scriptures. But going back to this, men have been neutered now in the UK. They have been disarmed, even the police. You should see these videos, friends. I posted two of them. 30 unarmed police officers scattering before one armed Muslim with a machete. This is one of those poor, helpless refugees coming in from Syria that needs their help so bad. Now he's trying to see which one he can kill. And you want to know why over in the UK they're disarmed America? You want to know why they're not actually dealing with this criminal that's actually trying to take their lives? Because they left off justice, first and foremost. Secondly, It's also interesting they took on the mentality, America, that this individual that has a machete in his hand that came in from Syria as a Syrian refugee that needed help, that's trying to kill one of these police officers, those in the UK believe that they need to rehabilitate this man. They have been neutered. To say the least, America, they have been neutered. And why is this again? Well, they've left off the law. And this is why I continuously inundate the American people with the answer and making reference to the law. Taking that over into America, we've just seen the diversive measures taking place again, once again in America, through the state-controlled media concerning the Facebook killer. And did you hear during the break, friends, that the Facebook killer, the police didn't want to actually deal with him? By the way, I believe all of this was completely laid out, line upon line, precept upon precept, to get your attention off of what really matters once again. Because if it wasn't the truth, America, why did the media give way to it once again? Because they needed it. They know how to play the American people. It's simple to do. But America, why the Facebook killer and the U.S. Congress have a great deal in common? Well, they've all been neutered, America. But did you hear the news press? Did you hear the police officer that said this wasn't the turnout because he supposedly killed himself? No, friends. I'm not saying that he did not. I'm just simply saying, friends, the police officer said, well, this was not the end that we were hoping for, where he would actually kill himself. We were hoping that he wouldn't kill himself because if there's more people out there like him, we want to help him. I'll tell you, the best way to divert crime in this country is to enforce the law against all crime before it happens, because this always comes to my aid. Prevention is always better than cure. I mean, just think, in any state where a dictator has risen, keep in mind that the dictator rises while justice dies. That's how they rise, through a lack of law enforcement from the people that they themselves are to serve. Nope, they turn it around, and at length they want you to serve them. Now, I am making a point here. The men in this country, law enforcement is being neutered across the globe to give way to what? A military state. See, if you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-betweenites. Again, just making the point that men are being neutered. But again, the police officer said during the press release that, well, you know, this wasn't the turnout we were hoping for. We wanted to talk to him to see if there was other people out there like him that we could have helped. Well, why don't you show him what happens to people that kill other people? I was just out in the country over the weekend during the resurrection weekend on Sunday. And we were out in the country and we noticed that there was these cages. And these cages, guess what they had, friends? They had no walls around them. They didn't have a roof over the top of their head. The cages was set outside for those that committed the crime. They would stay in that cage overnight, and the next morning, judgment would be brought forth immediately. It wasn't that they would be hung out to dry for 2 to 3 years on the taxpayer's dime, having 3 squares a deal, doing everything in his criminal lawless power to go ahead and bring forth some sort of a rebuttal concerning his crime that he committed. I mean, after all, America, you have been led to believe the same thing. You have been neutered in so many ways because you have been taught to show mercy and more mercy for those that commit the crimes in this country than those that are guilty of the crime. That is a sad state to be. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Pretty friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out, friends, if you'd like to, on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And by the way, if you want to jump online at any given time, you may do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. We got Tom calling from Baltimore. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Ed, I'll keep the comments short because I know you've got a lot of preaching to do today. I can tell in your voice. I wanted to read you something that I texted to a friend of mine at noon today. I think you'll find it quite amusing and in line with what you commented on earlier. I wrote, nation states threatening nuclear war, accusations of other nations using chemical weapons and missile attack / act of war, only days old, and all news outlets talking only about the nutcase senior citizen killer. Insanity. And the populace begs for more. Stupid people. That's why I am a proud equal opportunity racist. Now, let me explain that last part. That needs to be qualified, of course. As a cop, that was my hook. I used to tell, and I served many, many diverse neighborhoods, and everyone hated the cops, of course. So I would look at them and talk to them and treat them very good, by the way. And I would comment, you know, by the way, I know you're looking at me like I'm probably somebody who doesn't like you simply because you're different. Well, let me tell you something. I'm an equal opportunity racist. And they'd look at me and say, what? You admit it? I said, absolutely. I said, you can make a complaint if you want. You can call the supervisor right now. I'll stand here and testify to it. I said, but you might look kind of stupid when you have a hard time actually explaining what that means. They said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, go home, talk to some of your friends, your family, and then tomorrow we'll talk again and see what happens. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you're an equal opportunity racist, then you're not a racist at all. They figured that out, and they all liked it, and I was known as the equal opportunity racist cop, and they all loved me. So that was my hook. That's why I wanted to qualify that.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I mean, I'm glad to know that there's people out there. You know what? What I was thinking about there that are admitting to the fact that they're racist, and we know what that's about, Tom. But it reminds me of right when you started to talk those lines of Martin Luther King Jr. and how the media made it a civil rights issue when, in fact, Martin Luther King Jr. kept referencing law, our founding documents, and they kept making it a color issue. And everything but what it was issue is really what they kept making out of it. And when you look at law, you can see that the law discriminates only against crime. And people haven't figured that out. And when we look to even government within itself, we see Lady Justice, where she has the balance in her hand and she's got a blindfold on. And it's interesting how the laws are enforced against anybody of color. And it's not just colored folks, friends. It's white people that do the same thing. They try to decry the fact that it's the color of their skin. And it's absolutely ridiculous because the Bible tells us in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. But how ridiculous for people to make reference to that when, in fact, if you stick to the law, you'll always stay in the safe zone. Though people get mad, oh well. Who's asking for permission to obey God?
The text that followed was, of course, done tongue-in-cheek. It says, stupidity disease pandemic worldwide. Too bad it doesn't kill like Ebola. You know, that's what the real problem is in this world. It's not the color of your skin. It's not anything other than your stupidity and your failure to want to adhere to some basic human decency, which of course we know are laid out in the Holy Bible. In fact, Supreme Court Justice talked about how this country is moving so far away from basic principles of law, and I think I can't remember his name, but this was many, many years ago. I think his name was Wilson, Jim Wilson. He said that the laws that came from the Bible, which ended up in common law, were cleaner and more sensitive to individual rights and liberty. They respected life and property. Then the law of the city, which of course is the law of Babylon, and that's your statutory law, your ordinances and whatnot. And that's man trying to replace basic common sense laws of God. And that's what we're mired in right now.
Well, and that's exactly right, and that's why we're in trouble with man's 10,000 commandments, because man will not get back to God's 10 simple commandments. And there you have it, and that's what I said during the first segment. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by bayonets. And I guess in America, because I'm not going to change my message, I'm only going to simply say it a different way concerning what's going on in their country and in our country today, because I'm a part of what's going on here. But I want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. When you go back to Noah Webster, going back to our forefathers, thank you for the call, Tom, from Baltimore. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Let me say that again. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, they proceed from their neglecting or despising the precepts contained in the Bible. But isn't it interesting, friends, that the world is always crucifying those that are giving forth this message and then praising those that are giving the message of the world that kills the truth? Oh my goodness, it's a contradiction. I mean, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. And again, we see this in America today. Just last night, we were watching my family. We were out of town over the weekend and we got back home and we watched The Passion of the Christ. And I'm showing my little guys as to what this is all about and who it is that died for the sins of the world. But it's interesting to note that Christ was accused of sin, not of his own. And throughout the process, even standing before Pontius Pilate, who thought he was going to go ahead and wash his hands free from the crime of delivering up the Christ to the will of the Pharisees and the Herodians who had him crucified, who said that we have no king but King Caesar, don't forget. Keep in mind, those that were saying, crucify him, crucify him, were also the ones that wanted Barabbas, the one that was caught in the insurrection committing the act of murder, to be delivered over to the will of the people that were calling for the crucifixion of the Christ. Christ was going to the cross, and they were saying, we want Barabbas the murderer to be delivered unto us. In other words, what they were saying, friends, is he's just like us, and we're just as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks as Barabbas is, and we want Jesus crucified because we're envious of him, and we're jealous of him, and we don't like the truth that he speaks. I want to remind everybody listening to me right now, friends, Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world that it was okay. Jesus came into the world, and his real disciples are giving forth his message even today, and that message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And also keep in mind, this comes to my aid as well, keep in mind that when he was going to Golgotha, the people allowed that to take place. Friends, even Pontius Pilate's wife had told Pontius Pilate, have nothing to do with that just and holy man. She had a dream. She was troubled in dreams concerning the Christ because she knew that he was innocent. She tried to convey that message over to Pontius Pilate, but did he listen? Nope. Do you know the end of Pontius Pilate, by the way, friends? Because we know Bonaparte was right when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Did you know that at the end of the day, because we never talk about this history, read Psalm 2 when you get a moment, because he failed to kiss the Son and meet him in his way, Pontius Pilate at the end of the day was sent into exile and committed suicide. Did you know that, America? Nope. Nobody ever talks about that. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we start setting that as a precedent? Because King David did. King David, as a matter of fact, was the one that was praying, Lord, I have set thy judgments before me that I might not offend, because he's chosen the way of truth. When you set forth judgment in the face of the people, friends, I'll tell you what, it does nothing but deter crime. It deters crime. It does not help feed into it. It does not help grow it. It deters it. It stops it in its tracks. But in America, nope, just the exact opposite. Going back to the first segment, we hear during the break a police officer saying concerning this Facebook killer, friends, which is nothing but diverse measures, mark my words, to get your eye off the ball as to what's really going on concerning the Trump administration dropping 56 bombs on a country that's decrying what's going on here in the United States of America. But here we have the conservatives of the day, speaking of Donald Trump, saying, you know, this is just fake news when you call him up for who he is. You know, just give him some more time. Well, it didn't take him much time to go ahead and pull the trigger, friends, on a nation, a third world nation, through unconstitutional measures to go ahead and bomb, well, as however you want to say it, friends, to no end. We need to get back to the law, all of us together, so we can have a free country.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Talking about, well, you can go back to Edmund Burke. He said it as well. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Evil prevails because evil men do nothing. That's how it should be rightly stated. But let's go back to this because I just want to kind of give you some headlines. I was just sharing with you as to how the Facebook, the killer, the Facebook killer, he's only there to divert your attention away from really what's going on in your country, friends. And we know that with Donald Trump, we spent a little time yesterday. You know, because when we talk about before Donald Trump's administration, it was interesting to note that the rule of law mattered, but now it doesn't. Donald Trump's doing the same thing that Barack Hussein Obama and the preceding administration 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 did. But for some reason, now that Donald's doing it, I guess it's okay. But when Barack Hussein Obama and the preceding administrations were doing unlawful activity concerning violations of our Constitution, for some reason or another, again, the law mattered. The law should matter regardless of who it is, friends, because we're all ruled by that law, right? Preamble to the Constitution, we the people, right? That applies to all of us, not just some of us. But interestingly enough, I was thinking about during the break, isn't it interesting, during the Obama administration, yes, he's a criminal, yes, he's a foreigner, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know it and I know it, but the problem is America let him do at will what he said he was going to do from the offset of his administration, that he wanted to fundamentally change and transform America. He destroyed. He began to attack instantly. Isn't it interesting how he attacked instantly, the first week. But now, how many days, how many months now into Donald Trump's administration? All of a sudden, for some reason or another, the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are just simply sitting back and saying, you know what, we got to give him time, got to give him time. Well, he didn't need any time paying back his buddies that got him into power, did he? It didn't take him any time to go ahead and start attacking a country that he had no constitutional authority to attack using your boys and girls, did he? Nope, didn't. Did anybody give him permission to go ahead and drop 56 bombs? Because we're told again, just like under the Bush administration, just like any other administration, friends, they self-provoke, they send out the brown shirts, they create the crime, and then they bring in about the resolve. Guess who created the crime? Any dictator, anybody that knows history, knows that dictators are the ones responsible for doing it. And you've allowed dictator after dictator in America to do it in this country on a 24/7 basis, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. And it's embarrassing, friends. It's shameful conduct. But again, I just, why would I ask anybody, 1-866-582-9933, why when Barack was doing it, how come the American people decried the fact that he was violating law, but now Donald Trump's doing it and nobody's saying anything except defending him, and anybody calls him out for his unconstitutional acts, which is a violation of law. He's not there to uphold it. He's violating that law. How is it all of a sudden now it's okay? And furthermore, I told you during Barack Hussein Obama's administration, the George Bush administration, the same things, friends, because I am for law, not for parties, which are unconstitutional as well. We are a constitutional republic. How is it that when Barack Hussein Obama, when I was sharing with you, whatever he does that he promotes in the North, you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar, you can look to the South and see exactly what he's doing. He's doing the exact opposite of what he said he would do. And we have seen this from this administration as well, America. And if you are principled and you are for the law, you're not going to be following party, because after all, they all of a sudden took off their jersey for who they really were and put on another jersey to appease the people. Nothing new under the sun. Read the book of Ecclesiastes, friends. It's all there. Nothing new. Every one of them is continuously shared with the American people, regardless of the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches, that they're all Christians. I mean, Hillary Clinton says she's a Christian, friends. But again, I shared with you last week, friends, how is it that Donald goes out and unconstitutionally attacks a country? Well, because they have chemical warfare that they might use against us. Yeah, and we heard of weapons of mass destruction under George Bush. And for some reason or another, we couldn't find those weapons of mass destruction, could we? Nope. But you, America, responded favorably to what they wanted you to respond to. Send your boys over to that country, snuff them out because they are political opposition. Do for us what we need you to do, because we're attempting to establish a global union through the UN. And in America, for some reason, it's another theory, friends, that has turned out to be a conspiracy in fact. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. But just yesterday, I got to it, now that we're speaking of the Trump administration. It's interesting to note, doing the opposite of what they say they're doing, getting your eyes off of what really matters, America. Syrian refugees resettling in the U.S. under Trump and more than twice the rate of Barack Hussein Obama. Why? What a better way to put the American people to sleep. And you see it all over live feeds. You see it all over memes. Donald Trump is our president, period. As if there's a game between the left and the right. As if to suggest that they don't see with their eyes, though they have eyes, they see not, though they have ears, they hear not, friends, that the government, corruption in government, is attempting to divide and conquer by any means necessary, and that's exactly what's happening today. But yesterday, I shared with you that there's more than 1,400 Syrian refugees that have been resettled in the United States, according to the State Department figures. Listen to what I said. According to the State Department figures, which is more than double the 625 Syrian refugees resettled under Barack Hussein Obama's Sotoro Sobaka and during the same time in 2016. Did he not, going back to Donald Trump again, I am for the law, not for the party, get mad at those that are violating the law, don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, America, you're really good at it. Again, nothing new under the sun. Instead of thanking people that are telling you the truth, you get mad at them because they're tearing down your idol. And that's my job. That's what I've been called to do. That's what I'm in the business of. Tearing down the lies through the use of the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. And it applies to all of us. But again, according to the State Department figures, regardless of what you have been told, America, more than 1,400 Syrian refugees have been resettled in the United States. And remember, Donald was the one that told you, oh, it's going to be so easy, it's going to be so easy, it's going to be so easy. Wow. And you fell for it. And you fell for it. And you fell for it. The president has admitted about a third fewer refugees from all nations than Obama's State Department did in this time span, as he had resettled 10,565 refugees so far, and Obama resettled 14,841. Syrian refugees, however, were a particular focus of President Trump's when he was running for office. Now, just going back to what Donald Trump promised, how many of them promises have been fulfilled? Because I need someone to tell me the promises that have been seen through. Because the promises that America heard and that matter the most, he has completely disregarded the voice of the American people even after he won the White House. Even after he, folks, you have been duped. You have been duped. You have been duped. If I could sing, I would sing a song for you right now. You have been duped. You've been lied to. Maybe this administration, because, you know, the Bible again tells us that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And what a better way to put people to sleep. Deliver the hero up. Remember Albert Pike said when the people need a hero? He was the head of the Masons. He said when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Right on cue, here he comes. You know as well as I know, friends. And by the way, Hillary Clinton rode out his popularity by attempting to put her on a platform that she didn't have prior to Donald Trump. And also keep in mind, for how many years in this country have they been grooming Donald Trump? Again, I shared with you yesterday, friends, just to get you to think. Because I am for law. Who put up Donald Trump? There were 15 other presidential candidates. 15 other presidential candidates, but you only heard of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Well, let me ask you something. Who gave them airtime? The same people that you're decrying. It again is called leading through opposition. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hey, Tim, go for it, my friend. Go for it.
Hey man, you're hitting on some of the things that I got this morning, and it's amazing. Idolatry is a good word there, because a lot of people have come on and they said that article is fake news. Well, I just pulled from the website that pulls directly from the State Department numbers and then compared them with the State Department numbers for Obama. So if they have a problem with that, they do the other. But here's what they tell you. They tell you in the comments, well, he can't be blamed for Obama's policies. Well, wait a minute. Policies are one thing. That's how you attack. That's how you flesh out the law. So, if he's in charge and Obama's not, don't put that off on Obama. These are his policies. If he's going to sit back and let some judge tell him that it's unconstitutional to do what he put forward, which is constitutional, he has that authority because that's part of the law of what Congress has written, and they've been given authority in the Constitution to deal with immigration like that. And he's going to sit back, but yet he can go take our military and he can spend $70 million of our dollars to lob missiles into Syria to shoot at an airfield that was fully functional within a few days after that. I mean, come on, what are you talking about? Why doesn't Big Bad Trump, why doesn't he stand up to the judge and say, you know what, you go pound sand and you guys who work for me, you go do what I told you to do. That should tell you everything you need to know about what he's doing.
I appreciate it, Tim, very much. Thanks for calling in, brother, because sometimes I feel like I'm the only one passionate about what's going on in this country because we have so many men that have been neutered to believe otherwise. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when we're talking about Mark 8:15, where the Bible tells you, hey, all you Christians that may be angry with me for telling you the truth, I'm glad that we're tearing down the idols. I really am. It's the anointing that breaks that yoke, Isaiah 10. And Lord willing, he'll give you eyes to see and ears to hear concerning what's going on, because you are being played. There's no question about it. Mark 8:15 says to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine. The hypocrisies, you know, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And then it tells us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. The Herodians were civil servants under the Roman Empire. So he was talking about those that worked in government. Beware of their doctrines. And you know that already. I don't need to tell you that. But again, keep in mind who they are. But America, I want to ask you the question, why are you so dead set on repeating history? Why is it that you tolerate lawlessness and those that are to enforce the law? I mean, remember what Abraham Lincoln said? He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. Look at us geographically, friends. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Why do you allow lawlessness to fall? Why do you allow the truth to fall to the streets? Why do you allow judgment to be turned backwards? Because you're doing it to yourselves, friends. I remember it was in 2016 in the fall time. Do you remember when John Hinckley Jr., remember the man that attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan on March 30th, 1980? Did you know that he was declared not guilty by the reason of insanity? What is the message to those that want to commit crimes? See, judges throughout the land know how they can gain more control over people. First, demoralize them, obviously, because they're easily controlled after that. But entertain them as well, okay? And tame derived from entertain means to stop from entering. We all know what that means. But judges know that that's all they have to do is be soft on crime to make money. Because they, and at length, destroy their country because they love money more than they love God and their people. But did you know that John Hinckley Jr., the man that attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan on March 30th, 1980, did you know that 35 years later, a federal judge, he needs to read Article 3, Section 1, and so do you, America, because they sit during good behavior, not bad. But Paul L. Friedman wrote that Hinckley, 61, no longer poses a danger to himself or others and will be freed to live full time with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia. This is your justice system, and it's a lack thereof. I mean, in Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. I'm giving you both sides of the sword. Exodus 21, verse 12. He that smiteth a man so that he die, he shall surely be put to death. Set that as a standard, because that's what they used to do in this country. And what would happen? It would deter crime in every aspect of the news today. Again, this is insanity. Unsound in mind or intellect, mad, deranged in mind, delirious. Yet guess what, friends? That federal judge, Paul L. Friedman, still sits as a lawless individual during bad behavior because the American people haven't dealt with him. But what he did do is endanger the American people all the more by loosing this lunatic who should have been dealt with when he attempted to commit the murder on March 30th, 1980. He should have been dealt with the same week thereafter. But because he didn't, now he's free to go ahead and commit the crime on another day. And if he was to do something like that, you know what they'd do? They'd all sit back and say, oh, well, we didn't know that this was going on with him. He tried to kill the President of the United States of America, and you didn't know? This is what, he doesn't need to be rehabilitated. He needs to understand the consequence of breaking and breaking the law. Broken laws and breaking the laws. What's difficult about this? Do you remember sometime back last fall, friends, when an individual, just another lunatic, friends, a reprobate, Johnson, who was running for the presidency of the United States of America? Do you remember that when he was asked by a reporter as to why he thinks it's okay that they come into this country? This is what you've allowed through the doctrine of the Herodians. If you enter the country without documentation, it is that not an illegal act? He answered, technically, yes. He said, if you use the term illegal immigrants, it's very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country. In other words, he cares more for the illegals than he does for those constituents that he has been delegated power to work for. Why do you put up with this, America? Moreover, you shall provide out of all people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and places such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers over hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Okay? We don't have rulers in this country. Exodus 18:21. I shared with you concerning the bureaucracy of the FBI. I'm sure there's some good guys in the FBI. I have some people that I know that are formerly a part of the FBI and the CIA that I'm in contact with. But did you know that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, through something called Operation Pacifier, did you know that they distributed child porn on tens of thousands of people? And it's noteworthy that this is the same organization who protects pedophile criminals that call themselves representatives in this country. Just look to Pizzagate. But I've been blowing that trumpet for a long time, friends, concerning what took place back in the 80s through Boys Town. Do you remember the ICE investigation at the Pentagon, which exposed over 5,000 employees downloading child pornography? Instead of the guilty being prosecuted for their felony offenses, the DOJ, if you want to call them that, Eric Holder, conveniently stated that they didn't have enough manpower to bring prosecutions. Why do you put up with this, America? I'll tell you who does deal with it, in spite of you, America. The Lord will. Exodus 22 through 24. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless. You want to know the heart of the Father? There you have it. Now, we're talking about the wicked here who know what they're doing, America. I mean, it's not like you go into a foreign country and you didn't know the laws of the land while you're driving down up and down the roads there, and you got pulled over by a police officer and he says you broke the law, and you say, well, I'm from America, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that. Well, that cop's probably going to look at you and show you mercy, and he's going to say, now you're accountable for what you know. That's right. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. I mean, and then when you go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to America, and to all of America, and Israel back then, that are near and them that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass they have trespassed against thee. Read Isaiah 59 as well. And then we see the promises of those. You know, I was thinking earlier, you know where Scripture tells us that it rains on the just and on the unjust? You know, you just think about that, because the Bible also tells us in Galatians 6 that you reap what you sow. Well, just think about, if it rains on the just and on the unjust, no matter what seeds you've allowed to be planted into the field of your life, keep in mind you're going to reap a harvest, whether it's good or whether it's evil. You reap what you sow. In America, corporately and nationally, you're going to reap what you're tolerating through corruption, because it's always raining. And we're going to see a harvest sooner or later. Speaking of the likes of, remember Hillary Clinton? Remember, she was praised by none other than CNN, who reported that she raised $143 million in the month of August from foreign countries. Might I add, Muslim countries? And interestingly enough, Donald Trump today is attacking those countries, but yet for some reason or another, he won't deal with the criminal Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. I think that should tell you enough right there. Why does evil prevail? Because evil men do nothing when they should. And I'll tell you, after the fact, they're going to wish they would have when they had the time to do so. Now, that's not me, friends. That's common sense. Because, again, prevention is always better than cure. So do you understand justice and judgment? Because if not, Proverbs 28 tells us that evil men understand not judgments. I'll tell you what, when you love your country, you understand judgment big time, because you'll show zero tolerance for anybody that violates it. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.